Your Majesty. Don't you like that I can call you that now? Everything I promised you has come to fruition. Not only your freedom, but your revenge. Come, sit. I would like to discuss it with you further. We have finally captured your uncle, the king. Former king. I am to feed him to my dragon in the morning. If you'd still like to watch, it can be arranged. However, must be from indoors. Unfortunately, our position is still fragile. I am glad you understand, my love. But your revenge is still served up to you on a silver platter. Just as I promised on the day you were delivered to me. Well, does it taste as sweetly in your mouth as you thought it would? Walking into the throne room by my side, dressed in the finest silk, with the heaviest gold around your neck, and the thickest of diamonds in your rings. When they had sent you to me as nothing but a poor beaten prisoner, I bet they did not even recognize you. I certainly saw no expression of recognition, only fear and confusion. It is good to see you smile, my love. You've been sulking quite often in the weeks prior. I'm not offended that you did not have great faith in my victory. You have not known me for long, and you have not known my victories before. So I cannot blame you for such a thing. Yet, here we are. There is something else. We are to be officially married soon. And then, of course, the coronation will take place. Here is the crown I stole from your uncle's head. I would not say that it is your style, but perhaps you could take the jewels from it and make something new. If that is what you wish. If you'd like, however, to wear this as a reminder of our great victory, you may, of course, do so, my king. And this is why I love you. Your mind is just as sadistic and vengeful as mine. We are kindred spirits, after all. A man after my own heart. We fit together like pieces of a puzzle. You do realize, however, now that we are to be king and queen, we will need to perform certain duties. I know it is not exactly what you asked for. You've been sitting in a prison almost all your life. But now these are things we need to take into account. What's wrong? You have a look on your face. Why are you acting this way? I know ruling is not exactly the easiest thing to do, but I will be here with you every step of the way. You're going to need to calm down. I know it's a lot to take in, but did you think that our agreement would just be gone as soon as you got your revenge? No. Calm down. I am much stronger than you. If I need to use force, I will. But you cannot just be throwing things around and having a fit. You're not a child. You are to be king, and you must behave like one. I said, stop it. Ridiculous. No. Stop fighting it. Don't pretend you don't want this. This is what you fought for. Think about everything they've done to you. And me. And the hundreds of thousands of people that are now going to rely on us. To treat them fairly. Give them justice for generations of suffering. This isn't just about you and me. It is much more than that. You have to look beyond yourself, just as I have. You may not have started this war, but remember, it is your dream too. To make sure that no one again except your enemies suffer like you did. No more innocent lives corrupted. That is our dream. One we share. Do not tell me I was wrong for this. No. I will not let you go until you calm down and you tell me. Tell me. This is what you want because I know it to be true. See, it was not so hard for you. No, I am not about to let you go, not until you listen to me, and listen good. You are not going to do this alone. All right? But it is important for you to be strong. If not for me or for your subjects, then for your future. your son or daughter who may rule after you. You must set a good example for them. Do you not want them to look up to you? Of course you do. Who wouldn't want that of their own child? Only a monster. And you, my love, are no monster. Quite the opposite, really. It is why I love you so. Now, I will always be here to support you. All right? Do not forget that you're no longer alone. Even though you have been for a very long time, that has ended. Now it is you and me, together, united in ruling this wretched land, but we will make it good again. I promise you. Of course, setting a good example is important. You and I have great views and ideals. But what if we raise some spoiled brat and they ruin it all? Exactly. We must ourselves be true and just. If we have any hope of leading the future generations to greatness. So then, are you fully calm? I can get off of you now. Don't tell me you've grown comfortable. What do you mean? I embrace you all the time, my love. What is so different about this? It's all right, you know. You can tell me anything. Yes, even if it is embarrassing. Your face is turning awfully red. Is it really that bad? I can let go if that is what you wish. What now? Make up your mind. Do you wish for me to embrace you or not? Why are you stabbing me with your... That's not your hand. Then what? I think I have discovered the problem. You are quite aroused, are you not? My doing, I suspect. Forgive me, love. I should have been more attentive. I can take care of it if you wish. But of course, it's my fault after all. It would only be right if I helped you. Can't just leave you like this. It would make me a bad wife and queen. Don't you think? But of course, I'm not in the mood now, but seeing you like this, it's getting me there. I just want to be able to help you relieve yourself. I forget how nervous and skittish you are about these things. Why don't we take it slow then? I won't do anything you don't want. I'll take control for you. I can be on top. How does that sound? I saw the corner of your mouth raise a little. A smirk, perhaps. Maybe you do want me to take control. And that's perfectly fine. Why don't you tell me what it is that you want? You know I like it when you're vocal. No? Well then, you could always guide my hand. If you want me to stop, then you should say stop. If you want to just cuddle, then we can. But if you want me to take care of this, all you need to do is let me know how. It's okay, darling. Words are hard for you. Just grab my hand and push it down. Then I'll know that that's what you want. Yeah. I don't blame you. It's a bit unseemly to do such things before we are wed. But what's the harm in treating ourselves a little? Don't you think it's the least we deserve after everything we've been through? No. I'm so glad you agree, my love. I feel an ache down there. I don't know how else to describe it. You and I, it's been so long since we've done anything. It almost physically hurts. I need it. I need you. You want me to put it in already? My goodness. You have to make me wet first, my love. You wouldn't want to hurt me now, would you? But of course not. So, you're gonna open your mouth wide for me, and I'm gonna plop right down on that gorgeous face of yours. And you're gonna take good care of me, aren't you? Just a little. To get the juices flowing. Then you'll slide right inside of me. No more talk. talking. The only tongue wagging I want you to be doing is the kind that's on my pussy. Attaboy. You're so obedient. But I like it. All this rebellion's been going on. It's good to know at least my future husband and king will obey me. A sense of comfort it brings me. Go on. You don't need to be shy. Just take care of me. There you go. You won't learn how if you don't try. A little more pressure. You shouldn't be afraid to do it too hard. It's not like you'll break me. That's right. Work those tongue muscles out. I want them to be nice and strong by the time this is over. It's a learning process. Just make sure you're listening to the sounds I make and the facial expressions when you do certain moves. If I'm being really loud, then you'll know that you're doing the right thing. Yeah, right there. You're way better at this than I would expect it. Oh my God. My goodness. Oh, fuck. Oh, right there. Yeah. No. I'm not gonna let you make me come that easy. And it'll ruin our fun. I wanna come right on your dick. And there we go. Perfect fit. So this is what a king's cock feels like. Hitting all the right spots. I want you to come deep inside of me, my love. It's so important for us. I need all of your cum deep inside of me. No, don't stop. Don't. No, fuck. Don't. Please keep going. Fuck.
Oh, my king. Fuck. Oh my goodness, it's still coming out. I can feel it. It's filling me up. It's so warm. And wet. The sensation is like nothing I've ever felt. Oh, it's so comforting. Oh, my king is filling me up with his semen. I hope you don't mind if I steal just a taste. Is that selfish? Not the taste I expected. But it's still pleasant because it came from you. Now, shall we go to bed, my love? Who cares if anyone sees you coming out of my room in the morning? We are to be king and queen. It does not matter. Oh.